الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وبعد. I call this video A Tale of Two Palestines. There is the East Palestine, that's in Ohio. Maybe you heard about the train derailment few weeks ago, an awful derailment, and the news came with Palestine. Maybe the news reporter would be talking about East Palestine, where the derailment happened, and then talk about the West Bank, Palestine, and what the Israeli army is doing to the Palestinians. Not the Palestinians. Palestinians. I don't know the difference, you see. Here is the spelling. Palestine of Ohio, USA. The spelling is like this. P-A-L-E-S-T-I-N-E. Okay. Palestine, Palestine, which they call the West Bank, they try to erase the name Palestine, Palestine. What's the spelling in English? P-A-L-E-S-T-I-N-E. What's the difference? Why do you call this consistently Palestine and call this consistently Palestine? According to the Old Testament, among the peoples who lived since ancient times in that area are people who are called in the Old Testament, Philistines. I am from that area. We don't call ourselves Palestinians, we're Palestinians. Palestinian, to be accurate. Palestine, it's in line with what the Old Testament called the people who lived in that area. It's in the Old Testament. So I'm asking, you know, I'm not sure if I passed by that town in Ohio, because I drove a lot through Ohio over the years, and I would see Lebanon, other areas, Palestine. The spelling is Palestine according to the English language, how people spell this kind of word. Why did you call this Palestine and that one Palestine? Like I said, maybe the same news report is talking about what happened in Ohio, the derailment, all that stuff, and then talk about the killing of Palestinians in Palestine by the hands of the Jewish army. This is deep-rooted racism. There's no doubt about it. Same word, same spelling. You call this one way and you call the other another way. You want to remove the word Palestine from the ears and hearts of the people. Palestine, 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 Palestine. What's the difference? It's because these people have deep hatred for anything that has to do with the true owners of that land. It is the same word, it is the same word, the same spelling, the same spelling. It should be pronounced the same. But they just want to erase us. And I'm telling you today, there are still millions of Palestinians alive, Palestinians in English, Palestinian accurately, in the world. And we will never give up. our culture that the Jews claimed for themselves, foods that the Jews also claimed for themselves, it's our food, and the dabka. The dabka they can take. I don't care for the dabka or dancing, men dancing and women dancing. I don't care for it. It's not Islamic. They can take the dabka, but they can't take the falafel. They can't take the other kind of food. And the name Palestine, whether you like it, you don't like it, it is in the book that you claim is the word of God, the literal word of God, that calls the people Philistines, Palestinian. It's in your book, so you cannot erase it. And you can't erase million. You cannot erase millions and millions and millions of Palestinians who are alive today, who will never give up their land or anything that has to do with their land because of this worldwide pressure to erase the Palestinians from the map. So you don't hear about it. West Bank, West Bank, West Bank of what? The Jordan River? Okay. It's called Palestine. Palestine. And guess what? They gave the Jews all kinds of weapons, technology, freedom to shoot on sight and kill. Kill old women and claim that they were going to do a terrorist attack. The 70-year-old woman who they killed a few weeks ago, that how is she going to carry a terrorist attack? I have no idea. But they want to erase us, and it's not going to happen. The world gave them all these weapons, technology, freedom, money, people who never lived in that land before. And then they direct all this oppression any way imaginable against a people who are not allowed to even carry a knife. They're not allowed to carry a knife when the Jews and the settlers are going, you know, all around. You go out of your house, maybe to buy some food, you come back and see a herd and find that a herd of Jews, settlers, so many of them who came from Brooklyn, had nothing to do with Palestine, Palestine, sitting in your house. This is ours. God gave it to us because He gave this land to the seed of Abraham forever. Forever? Well, the Jews did not live there for 19 centuries. So what does forever mean there? It's something that they added in their book. In any case, this is a tale of two Palestines or Palestinians. They don't want their people to hear the word Palestine in America. It's the same word, it's the same spelling, and Palestine will, inshallah, remain Palestine no matter what the world wants to do against the Palestinians, to make them just, you know, so devastated, really, so they can give up. We won't give up. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, how can I say it? Make Muslims wake up. Wake up. Arabs, wake up. Wake up. All these people who did treaties with the Jews and return for freezing settlements, not returning what the world says is that occupied territories, they don't submit that the Jews own that land, even the world, including here in America. So they made peace deals like some areas where they never had war with Israel, and they made a peace treaty. That doesn't make any sense. Well, after they made the treaty, a few weeks after that, they started doing settlements. They're still doing settlements. This year alone, they killed about 150 Palestinians, just they shoot. That's it. And they have videos. They don't care. They don't care. They don't care. They're counting on those fanatical people who support them, mainly Christians, the same people who killed the Jews from the time they claimed that they killed Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, who wasn't killed. He's still alive today, a different kind of life, but Allah saved him. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the Muslims and Arabs wake up. Wake up. Wake up. You see, sleeping is not good. Look what's happening. Look in the Arab world and the Muslim world. Things are so bad in so many areas. Of course, the goodness is still there. We're not like those groups of political Muslims. You're all doomed, you're all done, you're all destroyed. No, 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 no. There is a lot of goodness in the Muslims and the Arabs. But being asleep is not good. I mean, let me put it this way. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the Arabs and Muslims the unity that will bring them back as a mighty nation, as Allah promised them. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.